This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the Iowa Farm Act continues to move through the state legislature, but the clock is ticking as lawmakers work to finalize a comprehensive ag policy package before the session comes to a close. We'll talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy right after this.
Doing business with Growmark is easy. Growmark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. Growmark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, Growmark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
I had the chance to talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy about the progress of the Iowa Farm Act. The bill has cleared the state house with strong bipartisan support. Secretary Nagy says that that is a significant step forward for the legislation, and that early momentum reflects both the scope of the bill and the level of collaboration behind it.
Yeah, this is great. You know, this is, again, the first time a comprehensive farm policy piece of legislation that we're moving through the legislature this year passed the House 81-8. And we really do appreciate the bipartisan support that we received. We've been working with legislators, House Ag Chair Derek Wolf from up by the Waterloo area. Derek's been wonderful to work with. Speaker Grassley, of course, both farmers. And so they understood from the beginning the importance of doing something like this. And so we appreciate their support in the House in particular. And now we're on the Senate side. I think the Senate version is going to look a little bit differently. That's the legislative process. So we're actually working right now to sort of reconcile the two pieces. Some policy was actually taken out of our bill and run separately. That's okay. We want things to make it into law. That's the important part, but we're still trying to negotiate that package as we get down to the short rows here of the legislative session.
Nagy says the bill is in front of the Senate and the process becomes more about refining details and working through differences between the chambers. He says that includes balancing policy priorities with broader conversations happening at the Capitol, especially as lawmakers work through final budget decisions. And that's where some of the biggest questions remain as the Senate continues its review.
Yeah, good. You know, support. Honestly, what it comes down to is some of the tax provisions, because they have a budget impact, they have to be taken in context with the larger property tax reform piece and the budget piece. So those are the types of things that we're now sorting through is, how can those provisions make it through, or can they? But broad support for the policy pieces, it's really on the tax side of things that really have to be put into that broader context. So we continue to be optimistic, and we respect the legislative process, and we're gonna work through it.
Nagy says that while some of those financial components are still being worked out, there continues to be broad agreement on many of the policy provisions included in the bill. And he says those provisions are rooted in direct feedback from Iowa farmers and ag stakeholders.
Well, absolutely. You know, that's one of those things you have a conversation early on. Of course, governor is going to do what she does all the time, and that's review that piece of legislation that actually gets passed. But again, governor's been such a champion for agriculture. And look, the point is, the provisions of the Farm Act, every single provision ties back to a visit, a conversation, a roundtable, a stakeholder outreach, or a priority of ours at the department here. It's got real implications, every piece, big and small. And so we just continue to make that case to anybody that we're talking to.
Nagy says the connection to real world needs is what continues to drive the Farm Act forward. And he remains optimistic that lawmakers can reach an agreement and send the bill to the governor's desk before the legislative session wraps up. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.